The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. No room for Jesus. That's been the story ever since his birth and coming into the world, and even throughout his ministry, and finally he's leaving this world. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. However, although man rejected Jesus and even crucified him on the old rugged cross, Jesus has now ascended back to heaven, and he is making room for man, for those who love him and are seeking to do his will in the way the Bible says. In John chapter 14, we read here, beginning with verse 1, what the Lord said. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus is speaking to his disciples. Yes, when the Lord was here, he said, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. But Jesus, because he so loved the world, as he came to save sinners, is now preparing a place for those who serve him in this place of heaven. What a wonderful thing to think about. In my Father's house are many mansions. Man had no room for Jesus. And I think that's the story still today. Let's think about that theme a little bit further. No room for Jesus, even in Christmas. Christmas, this time of the year that supposedly is a religious time of the year, seems to be the most irreligious time of the year in many ways. This is a time of commercialization. Many industries and business seemingly especially promote Christmas for materialistic reasons to sell their products. We find each year the Christmas decorations being put up in the city going back further and further. Makes you wonder if they'll be at Halloween next time. I remember one time going into Baltimore, Maryland, one so-called Christmas, seeing a sign with a picture of the wise men and the star, and the words under it had said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, on this billboard. And then down at the bottom it said, the National Brewing Company. Oh yes, notice the magazines and the newspapers. This time of the year, the liquor advertisements are more in evidence than any other time of the year. This is a time that is boisterous in celebration. It's strange that a supposed religious holiday is celebrated in such an irreligious way, even by irreligious people. All the parties and the drinking and the merrymaking. Some people who drink no other time of the year will drink this time of the year. Is it truly a religious time of the year? I know someone said to me one time, are you ready for Christmas? I responded by saying, are you ready for Christ? And the reaction was sort of startled when I said that. Christmas and Christ, it doesn't always mean the same thing. And it doesn't mean that this is a spiritual time of the year. It seems like this time of the year, church attendance in many places is lower than any other time of the year. Yes, no room for Christ in Christmas. So many things in connection with so-called Christmas are pagan and heathenistic in their origin. I don't know whether you've ever taken the time to even take an encyclopedia to notice the origin of so many things tied in with Christmas. And what about the birthday of Christ? The Bible doesn't even tell us what day of the year or the time of the year he was born. We don't know what time of the year he was born. We simply don't. And how can we observe his birthday when we don't know it when he was born? Yes, no room for Christ. Christ came to bring salvation and a spiritual life, a better way of living. And a day that supposedly is the remembrance of his birth should be spiritual in nature. No room for Christ. May there be room for Christ in our lives. Thank you for listening today.